have an interesting topic. Today everyone is aware of Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is the son-in-law of Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Was the son-in-law. He was the son-in-law of Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he's also Bodel Bechayim Lechayim. He is the brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Kinievsky. What?
Was.
Because
he doesn't have a sister. Rav Chaim doesn't have a sister.
Rav Chaim's wife
died.
His wife also died. She died?
Also died. Chaim's wife died.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. When was his wife Nifter? Rav Zilberstein.
10 years ago.
I didn't know that. Okay. So he's not married? He remarried? Okay, so Rav Zilberstein.
He did remarry.
Okay. So Zilberstein is related to two of the biggest Gedolei Hadar. Mibadal Mechayim Lechayim, Rav Shlomo Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kinievsky. He has written, you've all come in contact with the Svarim at some point in time. He's written so many Svarim. I don't know if he does it himself or he has people that do it for him. And they're all bestsellers. One of his big bestsellers was Aleinu L'Shabeach. Aleinu L'Shabeach was translated by Artswell into 5 volumes. And since then, it's put out in Hebrew probably another 10 sets. And he is right now in the process of putting out another set. There's another set he's putting out. I don't know what it's called. It's also very, very, very good. It's very interesting. 3-4 years ago, he put out one of his big things. One of his big things, besides of all of his svarim, is medical ethics. He gives a shiur. It seems when I read in the Hakdamah to the Sefer, he gives a shiur once a week to doctors. They send him shilas, very difficult medical ethical questions relating to the medical field, and he spends time with them going through the shilah and passing the halacha for that particular shaila. Almost all of his questions, at least in the past, he consulted with his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. And he also consults with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So 5 years ago, he collected all of these shiurim, and he published 5 volumes in one shot. All of his svarim that he published, and he put out, has done many sets. He must have by now at least 10 sets, like the Chamish Shechum Sheitara. But all of those sets came out 1 volume at a time. The only time he ever put out a whole set in one shot was this set of medical questions. It was published in Hebrew. It's like a little bit of modern Hebrew. You have to have a fluency in modern Hebrew. It's not an easy reading for an American, someone who has no fluency in modern Hebrew, and. And then when it came out and someone said, this is a specialty item. This is only for doctors, people. It's, the average person is not going to really be able to relate to a lot of the nuances and the type of questions that he deals with in these 5 thick volumes. Okay. More recently, Dr. Fred Rosner, very popular doctor, very big Talmud Chacham, who was very close with Rav Moshe Feinstein, very close with all the Gedolei Yisrael. He has a son, Rabbi Sholem Rosner, who was a very popular Rav in America. He made Aliyah, he started a community, Eretz Yisrael, he's very popular online, he has Daf Yomi, he has many, many, many Shiurim, very popular Rav in Eretz Yisrael. So he took these 5 volumes, and he selected things that he felt were interesting, and he put out 1 volume. 1 volume is a translation of the best of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's medical halachic responsa. So I want to spend some, what?
Fred Rosner.
Fred Rosner, what? This was put out only like a year ago. Fred Rosner has published an encyclopedia. He published like 10 books, more even. He translated the encyclopedia, three volume encyclopedia of medical ethics. He wrote, I think right here, he wrote 800 articles. He has many articles in the contemporary, the RJJ journal. Fred Rosner is a very popular doctor. He's a very big expert in medical halakhic issues. He was very close to Rav Moshe, very close to many of the Gedolei Yisrael. And here in one of his latest works, he's taken these five volumes from Rav Zilberstein, and with his permission, he selected the one shayla that he finds to be interesting, and he's put it here in this one volume. So I'd like to spend a few minutes discussing a couple of the interesting shaylas that he presents. Okay, let's just run around and let's pick out of a hat something which I can recall from memory. I only went to part. Okay, here is one shot I really found very interesting. Removal of a defibrillator from a patient dying from cancer. Okay, the shaila is as follows. There's a person. The person has a very weak heart, and they put into his heart a device, a defibrillator, not one that they hang on the wall, but they put in
a pacemaker.
It's not a pacemaker. Not a pacemaker, because the pacemaker is continuous. The pacemaker runs continuously. Yeah. This is a device that senses that if Rachmana Litzlan, the heart suddenly stops entirely, then it kicks in. But otherwise, it is dormant. It does nothing. It's not a pacemaker. A pacemaker is continuously operating every few moments. It gives a person a boost. This is a device that is detecting if the heart stops. If it stops, then it triggers and it gives a boost, an electrical impulse to the heart to get it going. Okay, so this person has it there. It's implanted. It's implanted just in case Rachman Lestan is an emergency. Subsequently, this person became very ill. He got cancer, and the question was, this person was very ill and was in a lot of pain, and he told his doctor, I'm going to die soon due to my illness, and therefore if my heart stops at this point in time, it would be a blessing. Otherwise, I'm going to... Otherwise, if my heart stops at this point in time, it's going to resuscitate me, and it's going to keep me alive, and I'm going to suffer more and more. So therefore, I instruct you, my doctor, to do a procedure to take it out. So that way, or deactivate it, that way in case, Rachman Litzlan, this person's heart stops, he should not be resuscitated through this device. So the doctor, although this case were letters, all these are written up cases, and a lot of the cases, they have very, very great detail, exactly all the data was presented to Rav Zilberstein. What is the halacha? The doctor wants to know, as a Jewish doctor, am I allowed to deactivate this device? Because by deactivating this device, again, it's not deactivating a pacemaker. Pacemaker, you're not allowed to. If the pacemaker is currently going by turning of the pacemaker, you're killing the person immediately. But over here, this item has never been active. It may have been in his chest, in his heart, for already for years. And Baruch Hashem, it never happened and it went on. But it's there, it's waiting to go on when something happens. And now the person says, I don't want it to work anymore because at this point in time it's going to work, it's going to just increase my suffering because I'm now sick with another disease. Am I allowed to fulfill the request of my patient and deactivate his defibrillator? So
like
this
a DNR.
What?
Like a DNR request.
Not the same. DNR is, it's natural. Natural is at the time when the person dies. DNR is when the person, her heart stops. You just do nothing. Here, the device is set to go on by itself. A DNR is you have to do something. The person's heart stops. So the doctors.
The machine from doing the DNR.
You remove also, it's a different type of DNR. It's a whole different thing. You're doing now a procedure that will shut off the machine and it's automatically set to resuscitate the person. So this was, before you go further, this was a shot presented. So what would you think? You would probably think, right, that's not what I thought when I read this shayla, of course you can do it. Just like what you said. Are you allowed to sign a DNR? Most of the time, yes. No one's going to tell you that signing a DNR is usur. There's a question of chaye shah. It's a good thing to do. And people are mocking the chayisha. You can demand, you can force the hospital to not do a DNR. But if you sign a DNR, you can't. No one's going to tell you you're in violation of halacha, right? There's no one's going to tell you you're not doing anything. So the person over here has a device. You're just preventing it from being triggered when it goes into effect. I think that's what the average person would come to that conclusion. Am I saying something wrong? I think the average person would come to the conclusion. So he says he presented the shaila to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, Zechet Sag Levracha, and you'd be shocked what he said. He said that it's usur. it's also to deactivate this device. And he said as follows. Listen to the svara. What would you say if a person has in his body a gland? A gland that detects an emergency. There are such glands in the body. When it detects that the body is threatened, it excretes. It secretes a certain type of enzyme which causes a reaction to keep the body of self-defense, to keep the body going once again. Okay, there are many such glands. Talk to a doctor, he'll give you a long description of all the different types of glands, all the different types of parts of the body which are there, all to protect the person in case of an emergency, and they kick into high gear when they sense that they are threatened, when the body is threatened. Is a doctor allowed to perform, a person is deathly ill, he's suffering, and the person says, I want you to do an operation, I want you to take out these glands. Take out these glands in my body which secrete certain enzymes which keep me alive when there is an emergency. Are you allowed to do that? Davar Poshut Ad Ma'od, you're not allowed to do that. Hashem created the person with these certain defense mechanisms, these glands, which kick in when the body is threatened, and you're not the Bala boss to go into a person's body and take them out to prevent you from dying prematurely. So Rabbi Yashiv says, this device, this electronical device, has become part of the person. It's not a machine that's hooked up on the outside. It's bottled to the guf. So Rabbi Yashiv, tremendous chiddush. That's why he's writing this book. So tremendous chiddush. If it was a machine, and you're on a machine, and maybe you want to turn off the machine, maybe you can say, listen, the machine is something external. It's true, there are cords connected to you. It's not part of your goof. So then you can turn off the machine. You can prevent the machine from kicking in the case there's an emergency. But this device, you don't even know the person has the device. They did a procedure. They did a medical procedure. They put him out under anesthesia to put this device in his body. It's part of his goof. It has the status as a gland. And Eliashiv says, tremendous chiddush.
You bury him with it?
What? I guess so, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Let's say someone has a diabetes and he takes a shot.
Yeah.
But they can do an internal pump.
So he's saying when it becomes internal, once it becomes internal, it's hands off. It's hands off. Okay? This is his psak. Is that a chiddush? Sure is. It's a big chiddush. That's why you need a Rabbi Yashiv. Yeah, that you could say for sure. That you can for sure say, look, they can say we can put one in for you now for the first time. No thank you. No thank you. Of course you can do that. But once Rabbi Yashiv is mechadesh, that once already it has been put in the person's body, and it's in a state where it's going to trigger it, and when an emergency happens, for you now to go and to turn it off, it's equivalent to doing a medical procedure to remove some type of natural gland in the body that would save the person when there's an emergency, and that clearly, misvara, is forbidden.
Not necessarily.
The batteries are, whatever the batteries are, it's the part, it's bottled to the guf.
That's hesapim. Let's say moisture would have been alive, would he have agreed?
What?
If moisture would have been alive, would he have agreed?
I don't know. We don't know. We have no way of knowing. We have no way of knowing what Moshe would say. Other opinions. Well, this is the chiddush. Okay, let's go to another very interesting case. Now, this case, a lot of the cases, you know, I thought when I got this book, I thought it would be all about medical issues. Most of the cases really are not really about. They're a lot about chesh and mishpat. There are a lot of things that start off as being medical issues, but they relate to many other areas in halacha. Okay, here's a shaila. This is a very common shaila. Very common shaila, and you know, some of the questions he doesn't really even answer. He leaves some of the questions hanging. This appears to be a very common shaila in America, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's even worse. Eretz Yisrael describes the kupat hachoylim. Okay, so he describes here the situation. He goes into very great detail. This is the Maya Shahaya, very great detail. I don't know familiar with the medical terms, Baruch Hashem. The Maya said is the person comes to the Kubat HaKolim and their resources are very limited. And the person is on a plan that is very limited. He doesn't know the different, like today in America, you have different types of health, different types of health cares, different levels of health insurance, the gold, the platinum, essential, and there's the bare bones, you know, all different levels. Person comes to Kubat HaKol and he's on a bare bones plan. He's just paying the minimum, and they do a procedure. They do a procedure, and the tests, the results of the tests are such that he needs another procedure. He needs to do something that the Kubot HaCholim can, I'm just giving very general, they can do in their own way, but the doctor knows good and well that the only real refuah for this person, in his experience, is that he should go to a real hospital, to go to somewhere, to a top of the line hospital, where they're going to do a very sophisticated procedure, and that will be his cure. And if he doesn't do it, he's putting himself in sakana. According to the rules of the insurance, are that you're not entitled. You have this problem, and according to the laws, the rules, the books of the Kubot HaCholim, we can do for you this. This is what we can do for you. But the doctor knows from his experience and from his expertise, this is just a band-aid. What you really need to do is this, and your insurance does not cover that procedure. It does not cover that procedure. But I have a solution. My solution is not ethical. My solution is go to the hospital, and I'll send you to the hospital for something unrelated. I'll make up some type of bubba mice. And here's the details, what I'll do for you. Right. And then once you're there, you'll be able to go and take advantage and go and have this procedure done. So the doctor, who's a religious, ethical person, it's not ethical, because the rules of the Kubot HaCholim are clear. This is, unfortunately, the system is such. We know that in the medical system, but you can beat the system. Basically, he's asking him, are you allowed to go and
steal to the same
system? Gaming the system.
Gaming the system. Okay, all the different terms. It's Gezel. You're taking away from.
Koch nefesh.
Oh.
And you're not allowed to cheat for?
Yeah, you're not. Exactly. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara told David HaMelech. He actually touched upon that also. Yes, so he basically cheats. So he has a long drisha v'chakira, and you'll be basically the way he presents is that he himself basically told him you should do it. You should game the system. This pikuach nefesh. And he asked his shver afterward. Then there was some confusion, and he asked his father-in-law. His father-in-law told him that it's osser. Rabbi Yashua comes out over and over in these tshuvas. It's amazing. Is Rabbi Yashiv? Rabbi Yashiv. What comes out over and over in all of these tshuvas? We only did only two. All these tshuvas is when it comes to mammon, but Rabbi Yashiv, there's no compromise. Even as a chashat of a mashu of gezel, it's kedai to die. That's really what comes out of this book. Rabbi Yashiv, like, so makbid on money. Even if there's a chashad of Chil Hashem, if your plan does not allow you to go through this procedure, and you want to go game the system, and Rabbi Yashiv says it's osur, it's gezel, you're not allowed to do so. And the Gemara has a discussion. David HaMelech was in the field, and the only way to, it's a navi, it's a shmuel, the only way he can save himself is by destroying. He wanted to ignite the entire field. He had a plan. He would torch the entire field of wheat, and by doing so, he would be able to escape and survive. But in the process, he's stealing from someone else's property. So he sent an email, a text to the Sanhedrin, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to save my life by stealing from someone else? So they said to him, no, you're not, generally, but you're a melech. And a melech is poiret together. A melech can do whatever he wants with someone else's mom, an eminent domain. So for you, it's smooth. If you were a common man, you're an ordinary person, you would not be allowed to save your life with someone else's property. But because you're a melech, you can do whatever you want. So David said, this humility said, I don't want to take advantage. I don't want to take advantage of my malchus, and he chose not to do it. He chose not to do it. Now there's a discussion with Gemara, halacha l'maisa, are you allowed to do it? So the point is, the machlokes ha'poskim. Halacha l'maisa, basically you're allowed to save yourself with someone's money, provided you makabel to pay them back every single penny. Every single. But let's say you're not makabel to pay them back every single last penny, you're not allowed to. So he discussed over here in this book, without going into too many details, that some of these procedures cost $1 million. Okay, there are procedures that the common man, in no way, he's not going to take out a second mortgage. Even if he would take out a second, third mortgage on his house, he cannot cover the cost of these procedures. So you basically, you're gaming the system. Your plan does not entitle you. Your situation you find yourself in is checkmate. It's very sad. It's very frightening. It happens all over the world. It happens in America. It happens all over the world. Where you're in a medical situation where, according to your plan, checkmate. You're stuck. You want to game the system? You can do it.
Does the RCCS know how to...
That's what they do. The RCCS... Okay, listen, I don't know what to do. I shouldn't be out to be very careful.
It's very negate on solo, because what happened is a lot of the Russians didn't want to pay a hospital ambulance to take them, so if they had a Mayfish, they would pull out solo Shabbos.
It's a very... It's an extremely...
We'll send you a bill tomorrow. So they said, okay, we'll go to the city ambulance, you know?
Okay, so you want, so we basically say, a lot of these cases, the Liasha says, well, tell them they should pay for it. Let's say you can't. The procedure cost $1 million, the medication $1 million. So it's checkmate. You want to game the system? Rav Liasha says you're not allowed to. That's pretty much the bottom line. The bottom line is, when it comes to money, the only heter you have is to game the system is only if you pay out of your own pocket. You can steal from someone else now if you're makabel to pay them back. If you're not makabel, that's a heter. That's not even a lechatchila. That's not even a lechatchila. It's only b'diavad. But if you're not planning on paying back, it's clearly usur. And no exceptions. Okay, so...
Go into your pocket and take $10 because eventually I'll pay you back?
What? To save your life. Bikuach nefesh, yes. Bikuach nefesh. Bikuach nefesh. We're not talking about cosmetic surgery. We're talking about bikuach nefesh. Bikuach nefesh, mamish. Bikuach nefesh. And according to some Rishonim, even that you're not allowed to do. According to some Rishonim, you have to die. Better die than steal from someone, take $10. We don't pass like that. We pass when you can steal, which is a chiddush, but you have to pay back every last dollar. If there's no way you can pay back every last dollar because this procedure costs $1 million and you don't got that kind of money, so what, you're going to let the government pay for it? Is the government? So, but according to your health plan does not entitle you. So what do you want to, say, but everyone else is doing it? Everyone else doing it? If they're in your position, are you allowed to do that? Rebel Yashiv, see, no, it's interesting. Zilberstein, you see, he's like wavering. He's like playing games. And he says, my Shver says, Osir.
Well, LR has a big problem. LR used to fly people in medical conditions that give you 3-4 seats, that bring in the stretcher, that plug in the electrical system, and they charge your cost.
Yeah.
And then they found out that the people get raising money, they were going to Ashkari to get paid, they were going to insurance companies, they were gaming the system. So they said, we're not suckers. And they started charging.
Okay. Listen, if it's legal, it's legal. Obamacare, I know one thing Obamacare did that is noid of oyam. You're not allowed to be denied for pre-existing conditions. Does you know what this is? This is noyed of oyam, what he did. Unbelievable. What? Didn't exist. It did not exist. People denied. A lot of shenanigans went on. A lot of gaming the system to hide pre-existing conditions. This Shiloh was literally mice in the chol yom. When people, you switch jobs and therefore you get new insurance and their pre-existing conditions and you hide the pre-existing conditions and all these Shiloh is unethical, it's illegal, and all these Shiloh is mamash gezel. So Obama, he took away the Shiloh. He passed this law with Obamacare.
New York City Board of Ed, if anyone knows, and you had a pre-existing condition, you were still covered because they had enough of a big
New York Board of Ed, but not outside. It was a very big problem, and people deny. They made up all these stories and all these things, and it's what do you, it's big shilas. On the other hand, it's bikuach nefesh. So what do you do? So to the least, to that degree, we have a chesed in America that restriction has been taken away. And that is v'gam charvoyna zochor latoyf. With that, we'll end.